In 1973, Marlon Brando won the Oscar for Best Actor for playing Don Corleone in The Godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Brando sent someone else to the Oscars, and that caused a huge stir. And now, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is trying to make it up to the woman who was his stand-in. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Marlon Brando was very vocal about his support for Native Americans who were protesting their historic mistreatment. At the time, in 1973, members of the American Indian Movement had occupied the town of Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. To bring awareness to their standoff with federal agents, Brando decided to use his platform at the Oscars. In his place, he sent a friend, a 26-year-old actress and activist.
My name is Sasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee.
Wearing a buckskin dress and moccasins, Littlefeather calmly waved away the Oscar statuette. She announced that Brando respectfully declined the award.
And the reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry. Excuse me.
Littlefeather was interrupted by boos and some cheers from the audience. Now in her 70s, she recalled her Oscars moment.
People were making money off of that racism of the Hollywood Indian. Of course they're going to boo. They don't want their evening interrupted.
That's what she told KQED Radio in 2020, and she repeated her story to the Academy on their official podcast this summer. Littlefeather recalled that actor John Wayne, who played a cowboy in countless Western films, had been incensed.
He attempted to assault me on stage. He had to be restrained by 6 security men in order to prevent him from doing exactly that.
Those details were supported by Academy officials. Littlefeather said she was escorted off stage by a team of security guards, and for years, she said, Hollywood boycotted her. She called it being redlisted.
I have a friend who was with a particular studio, and she told me, Sasheen, the FBI were just here, and they told us that if we would ever hire you, they would shut us down, shut our production down. So there were lies that were printed about me in the press, said I rented my buckskin dress, that I wasn't Indian, I was a Mexican actress, that it was all a publicity stunt.
In June, David Rubin, then president of the Academy, sent Littlefeather a letter of apology. He wrote the harassment and discrimination she suffered was, quote, unwarranted and unjustified. Filmmaker Bird Runningwater co-chairs the Academy's Indigenous Alliance.
You know, it's really the beginning of a larger reconciliation that really needs to happen between, you know, our American film industry for the 100 plus years of misrepresentation and erasure of Native people in American popular culture.
Runningwater points to the recent success of TV shows starring and made by Indigenous talent, Reservation Dogs and Rutherford Falls, and the film Prey.
The moment we're having now was something that she and our filmmaking community had always dreamed of 50 years ago.
Sasheen Littlefeather's 1973 speech is featured at the Academy's Museum, where she'll be the guest of honor at an event next month. It's billed as an evening of conversation, reflection, healing, and celebration. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.